MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 12, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Multiple teacher strikes and multiple brush fires are continuing on the North Shore. Mix of clouds and sun today, low 50s. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 7:52 p.m. Ethan Foreman of the Salem News writes that schools were closed for a second full day today as striking teachers and paraprofessionals and the school committee failed to reach a deal in mediation for new contracts after the long holiday weekend. All Gloucester after-school activities were canceled, and any missed days will be tacked on to the end of the school year, according to Superintendent Ben Lummis. Monday featured a massive showing of support for striking Gloucester, Beverly, and Marblehead educators during a nearly two-hour solidarity rally at Stageford Park in Gloucester that drew hundreds of teachers and others from across the region. Strikes by public employees are illegal in Massachusetts, and a court ordered educators to return to work Tuesday or face a contempt hearing. Grab-and-go breakfast and lunch will be available between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tuesday in the parking lots of O'Malley Middle School and East Veterans Elementary School. Stephen Hagan is reporting in the Gloucester Times. Firefighters continue to battle wildfires in the region, including a ground fire off Quarry Street in Gloucester. Two fires burned about 4 acres at the site on Sunday. Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith said another fire Sunday damaged a music room at Beeman Memorial Elementary School on Cherry Street. Public Works Director Mike Hale said the portable classroom could be closed for about a week while work is done to remediate the fire damage. The fire was caused by an air intake, meaning the smell of smoke probably got into the room, the ceiling tiles will have to be swapped out, and the inside of the building would have to be scrubbed. And Chief Eric Smith has commended the support of Roger Baker's Rehab 5, a nonprofit organization that supports North Shore fire departments on a daily basis.
It's a private ownership. The gentleman that runs it, Roger Baker, is awesome. Roger does this out of the goodness of his heart and fundraises to do it. But there's a lot that he's reaching in his own pocket to do. So, all the area departments, their unions, everybody that is involved in the fire service does what they can to help toss some money to Roger for the effort he gives. Now, we have a great system at the state level for rehab trucks, but in Essex County, Roger is all over it, and anytime there's a working fire, if we call him, usually the answer is, hey, Roger, I already heard, and we're on the way, or we're 2 minutes down the road. So he's been a great resource with everything that's going on in Essex County and in our region. They showed up at our fire yesterday with a truck and a bunch of snacks and water, coffee, and we didn't even have to ask. It just happened, and so it's hats off to him and all the folks like him that do those things to support emergency services. We literally couldn't do it as well as we do it without them, right? When your people are hungry and thirsty, they become ineffective. You end up exhausting other resources instead of working on the fire. You're working on taking care of your people because you have to. They can't work if they're beat up too badly, right? And so this takes this off of my plate almost each and every time. And we just can't thank Roger and all his folks enough for what they do to help support all of us in the region.
That's Gloucester Fire Department Chief Eric Smith. More news after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumberyard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, hundreds of veterans and civilians from the region gathered at Abbott Hall Monday in Marblehead to share stories of military experiences during the 10th Annual Veterans Town Hall hosted by U.S. Representative Seth Moulton. Veterans of all branches of the military shared personal stories about life during and after service, touching on topics like PTSD, military families, the struggles of being a gay service member, and more. And the Salem and Beverly Water Supply Board is working to address an issue at their plant that has resulted in some water customers in Salem experiencing discolored water. The Water Supply Board hopes to have this resolved shortly. If you have any questions or concerns, please call the Salem and Beverly Water Supply Board at 978-922-2600. In North Shore sports, the Salem men's and women's basketball teams will be hosting Suffolk tonight. The men's game tips off at 5, the women play at 7. Local high school tournament teams will resume play tomorrow. The number 4-seeded St. John's Prep soccer team will host number 5-seeded Concord Carlisle tomorrow evening at 6. The 3-time defending champion Ipswich volleyball team will meet Joseph Case tomorrow night in a Division 4 state semifinal to be played in Framingham. In pro sports, the Celtics host Atlanta tonight, while the Bruins play on the road in St. Louis. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.